right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit!
Oh,
fucking take all you want!
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land. Take the sky from me.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
That's the music from that TV show.
That is
the...
Yeah, I'm confused. I didn't say it. Are you playing it because I said it last episode and we missed
it's
one?
It's just the music, sir.
I know, but, you know, normally you play it when I say it. I didn't say it this time.
I think we're playing it because of the news.
Yes.
But before we get to the news, we'll have to start the show by saying that this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode... 188.
It is.
Serenity 2, The Avengers.
Right.
That's the title.
That's the title. So are we getting right into it then?
No, I think we should probably say a million things before we do that. Welcome. Hello. How are you? Go check out the website, bigkevsgeekstuff.com.
I think that's it.
I don't think that's it. Did we hear from Chad yet?
Chad did make a donation.
How much?
It was not what he had originally put in his email.
Uh-oh.
It actually was prior to the episode going online.
Oh, so really?
Maybe he was just feeling
oh,
nice.
Oh, so we have to wait and see if he...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he will...
if he alters.
He listens, he'll alter it.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for that then.
All right.
And we can look forward to the wrap-up at the end of the show today.
That's right.
Yes. Democracy.
If that's what you're calling it.
That's what I'm calling it.
All right. Fair enough.
There was a vote.
There was a vote.
People wanted it.
There was a vote.
People wanted it.
All right. I'm just saying there was a vote.
You're just glossing over the fact that your side lost the vote.
I'm agreeing that there was a vote.
Okay. We're in agreement that you're agreeing that there was a vote.
And you won. I'm not denying.
There was
it.
No me, sir. There was the side
you
that
as
I
the pro
voted.
Wrap up, me as I guess against
the teabagger.
Yeah, that's right.
The teabag party.
So there it is.
All right.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Okay, now we can get into it.
What is all this hubbub about Serenity 2 The Avengers?
So we were talking and it was like, oh, this is a rumor because it came out on April Fool's Day, but they're saying it's not a rumor. Of course, we're talking about Joss Whedon as the director of the upcoming Avengers film. So in the last day or two, although this has still not been 100% confirmed, but everybody is reporting on it.
Uh-huh.
MTV reported on it. CNN reported on it.
Right.
Variety reported on it. EW reported on it. A slew of other geek-related websites reported on it.
Hmm.
So
I still don't believe it.
Apparently, I'm skeptical. I've been asking people all day, well, has it been confirmed? Is there a link where it says it's confirmed?
No.
Is there a link that isn't pointing to a source that is confirmed?
Uh-uh.
And no, not yet.
And really, so, if you follow all those links, do they go back to Joss Whedon's website?
No, and actually, Joss Whedon's website was not the first place that ran it. It was really, I guess ISEB ran it last week
ISEB?
IESB.
What's that?
It's a site, you know, they got news and reviews. And
what does IESB stand for?
You know what? I've been going to this site for quite some time, and I have no idea what it stands for. I don't think it says it right on the cover of their page. So.
Internet Entertainment.
Blah, 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 blah.
Sports Bar.
There you go, Sports Bar. So,
all I can think of.
So, yeah, I don't know what it stands for, but I think they broke the story on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the 1st, April 1st being. And
right.
Then a couple other people picked it up, but everybody was a little bit skeptical because it was April 1st.
What did Whedon's website say?
Whedon's website hasn't said anything.
Oh.
Whedon-esque, which is the site that it's run by fans, but Whedon occasionally posts to
right.
or puts updates on. They linked back to ISEB's site originally, and then mm-hmm. they're linking back to Variety's website yesterday and today, and Dateline New York was reporting it as well. I mean, a lot of people are reporting it that he is in final negotiations with Marvel.
Final negotiations,
right. But no one has said yet that it's confirmed.
Okay,
so I'm still hesitant. I don't
Me
believe
too.
It until I see it.
I don't believe it either. What, last week we coined the phrase Wheaties.
Right.
Wheddies. This would be people who frequently star in Joss Whedon productions. And we named a whole bunch of them
sure.
off. Let's throw it out to the fans. Cast the Avengers movie with Wheaties.
You have to cast people who have not previously been cast in the franchise, though. We're not replacing anybody.
No, you don't have to.
No, we should have to.
It's for fun.
I know, but I want them to come up with obscure characters that Wheaties could play.
Well, they could
Clearly,
do that.
Clearly, we know
that
Nathan Fillion isn't being cast as Cap.
Yes,
at
we
this
know
point.
That. But that's not the point of the fun, sir. The fun is that they can make up their own casting.
All right.
See, that's where the fun comes
okay.
in. Okay. You know, and nobody, you know, who's going to name the character that Allison Hannigan is going to play in the movie for 15 seconds and has her two lines and that's the end of it.
One website I read today said Tudyk and Day as Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. Something I read today.
So, mm-hmm.
You know, as their, if I could cast it, kind of.
I would not cast her as Scarlet Witch. At best, she might get Rachel Summers, but not Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, no.
And as Quicksilver?
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
I think that's yeah.
Hawkeye, maybe.
Maybe.
But we shouldn't talk about this.
I know.
We should leave it to them.
Okay.
Let them do it.
Let's do that. So send them in or give us a call at our hotline.
425-920-6050.
And let us know who you think should who of the Wheaties? And make sure they're Wheaties, too, because we'll disqualify you if we don't agree that the person is a Wheatie. So if it's not obvious, you better be prepared to back it up.
And you could also, much like last week's Eureka contest, you can post your casting in the episode list.
Right.
On the episode post on the message board.
Comments.
Right.
Comments section.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody wrote, we had a winner.
No.
For the Eureka.
Oh, no?
No.
We had a couple of legitimate people who wrote
oh.
it on
oh, we
the
did?
Message board.
Oh.
Oh, but we'll get to that in segment two.
Okay.
That's All when right. we do contests.
All right. Fine.
Are we moving past Avengers?
One,
do you
one,
have anything
one
else?
One would hope.
Do you have anything else you want to throw
no.
into to the ring there?
I couldn't possibly.
I still think that it's a mistake, and I'm a Whedon fan.
Mm.
I'm concerned. We'll I'd much rather see him do the Runaways. I said it last week, and I'll say it this week.
We'll see.
Green Lantern's Hal Jordan suit No, Hal Jordan's Green Lantern suit, thank you, dyslexia, is going to be completely CGI.
Completely? The suit's going to be CGI?
That's what we're hearing. Now, I expected
the effects to be CGI.
The suit's going to be CGI. And, of course, you know, people talked about this online, message boards and Twitter and a couple of sites. And the pros seem to be, well, are the cons. Let's go with the cons first, because this is where my opinion lies, that there's a concern that the seams between his face and the suit and overall, it might look a little campy if the CGI is not top-notch. And everybody's like, well, the CGI can be top-notch. Obviously, we have the technology. I'm not doubting that we have the technology. I'm just saying, will they do it right? Because God knows that this can go terribly wrong. That being said, the flip side of the coin or the pros seem to be, well, the suit is a construct of the ring, so it can be CGI.
Is the suit a construct?
I believe the suit is a construct of the ring.
I never heard that before.
I believe that is true.
That makes sense, but I've never heard
it. I believe that's the case. And then, of course, I read some stuff from the Warner DC camp also that said, you know, there are a couple of scenes where he's going to have to change into the suit quickly. And, you know, this isn't a phone booth kind of situation. It's so how will he do that? Well, I guess presumably the ring will create
spinning,
the suit.
What about spinning door? So, like, yes, Superman 1.
Yes, exactly.
No phone booth. That was actually a joke when he walks by the phone booth and kind of gives it that, I ain't doing it there, and spins in the door. Well, good. All right. So at least they're trying something new. I guess we'll have to wait for a long-distance trailer to see how that looks.
So, long-distance trailer, I would say.
Yeah.
All right. Spider-Man / Marvel news.
Okay.
Of course, now we have to wait with unbated breath weekly as people throw their shitty actors into the ring for the recast of Peter Parker in the Spider-Man reboot.
See which piece of shit sticks to the wall.
And this week's rumor is Josh Hutcherson.
Okay. And why on earth would I know Josh Hutcherson?
Why would you? He's going to be in the upcoming Red Dawn remake.
Oh, jeez.
He was in The Kids Are All Right. Wait, that comes out this year, right? Is that even out yet?
The Kids Are All Right?
Yeah. Journey to the Center of the Earth. The one with Brendan Fraser.
Own it. Didn't see it.
Let's see. Bridge to Terabithia.
Saw that.
He was Jess Ahrens, which I think was the lead little
kid
male.
Yeah, maybe.
Zathora, he was Walter. Mm-hmm. Zathora. He was Hero Boy in Polar Express.
Okay.
Etc. Cetera, etc. Cetera.
I think we get it.
So that's who he is. He apparently
he's
is
getting
the name.
Some work.
Yeah, apparently he is the one. Now, of course, this is all speculative.
Of course.
But he is the lead contender this week. So
for the much coveted role.
No, I don't think this is coveted this
no.
one. This is
maybe
the,
for a paycheck.
This is the smeared in poo role.
Yeah.
This is not a pleasant, happy role.
Too bad. Too bad.
Sticking with Spider-Man, of course, Disney did not wait long in making an announcement that for their Disney XD channel, they are developing for next year Ultimate Spider-Man, a new animated series.
Ah.
So we can look
XD?
Forward to that. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Extreme Disney, maybe it is. I think it's their like
X-rated Disney.
No, I think it's their like, it's their teen channel.
Okay,
like you know the Disney, like the regular Disney channel's got like Hannah Montana and all that like younger kid
right.
stuff, Wizards of Waverly, whatever. The
so
fuck
it's like
shows.
Teen Nick. But
yeah,
Disney.
I think that's kind of what it is. I think it's like their mid-age,
got it.
Mid-range channel.
Mm-hmm.
And they are developing, and it's called Ultimate Spider-Man from what I've read and what I've seen. So
interesting.
Does that mean they're going to follow the story that's in the book, Ultimate Spider-Man? Who knows? But, I mean, I guess I'm always interested in seeing a new animated Spider-Man series.
Sure.
The sadly short-lived MTV series, which was actually pretty decent. Didn't last very long, so there's
that. You got
that.
Those toys?
I have Spidey. I don't think I have Lizard.
No?
No, I don't think so.
I thought I gave you Lizard.
No, I think
first.
I declined.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm a Spidey
guy.
Collector.
That I know.
And in the past, I've collected a lot of peripheral
this
Spider-Man characters when mm-hmm. the Legends were, you know, still good.
Mm-hmm. And available.
And available. And, you know, like the size or scale of a figure that they should be. Like
yeah.
A real man scale.
Right.
So, you know, I have a run of those, Rhino, right. Venom, Carnage, etc. Right. But recently it's just, you know, I'll pick up a Spidey piece here and there if I feel it's a representation of the character that hasn't been
right.
expressed before in my collection. So, right. yeah, I've kind of passed on villains at this point.
Gotcha.
So, Spider-Man, I have. But, yeah, I'm always interested to see. Look, I'm interested to see what Disney does with Spider-Man. I don't know if this is their first real dig into.
Might be.
A Marvel property, what they first really do, at least for television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Were you a fan of Danger Girl?
I was.
Did you read that book?
The
first series?
Yeah.
Well, apparently.
I've read them all.
Apparently, this is coming to the screen.
Really?
They're developing a Danger Girl movie.
10 years later?
You know what? I guess the property is still viable. There are still a lot of J. Scott Campbell fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think not with his artwork, maybe outside of covers. I think there's still some one-shots that come out.
There might be.
Every now and again.
Right.
I think there was one maybe like 6 months ago or a year ago, somewhere in that ballpark.
I don't remember. I know they've reprinted the crap out of the original stuff.
But, yeah, apparently someone is moving forward with developing a Danger Girl film franchise. Do I think it's a good idea? I don't know. I mean, it was a popular property, although it was obscure. Certainly comic book properties are hot right now.
Well, that's true.
Charlie's Angels 1 was successful. I don't know about 2.
Much rather see a Battle Chasers movie of some sort.
You're
going to
see a Battle Chasers movie when the WoW movie comes out.
Oh, yeah?
in a year or two. Now, Joe Mad has moved on to video game. That game came out, by the way. Darksiders? It's out, yeah. And it's gotten some mixed reviews. So there it is.
Mm.
But yeah, Danger Girl is coming up next. Naturally, I've seen some casting already. People guessing they're casting
Blah.
That. Yvonne Strahovski in the role of Abby Chase, which I'm actually okay with.
Yvonne Strahovski, is that from Fringe?
No, that although Anna Torv would also be a good candidate. Yvonne Strahovski is, she's on Chuck. She's the blonde.
Oh, yeah,
she's
right.
She's the blonde Abby Chase
right.
on Chuck. I mean,
right.
really, that character, you could draw a lot of similarities to that character.
The other one, Anna Torv?
Yeah.
She appeared in the most recent episode of The Pacific.
Oh, yeah?
As actress Virginia Gray. Getting nailed by some soldier in the beginning.
She's attractive. Did you see that photo spread she did
was,
for Vanity Fair, maybe?
I don't think
she's,
I did.
She's very attractive. I enjoy Anna Torv.
Well, you would love the first 10 minutes of that episode of Pacific, then.
All right, fine. Fair enough. So, yeah, Danger Girl. I don't know. I think it's a viable property.
Meh.
I think it's all right. I'd be interested at least seeing where it goes and
sure.
if it actually gets off the ground. If it actually gets off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Though we may not be fans of Attack of the Show on G4. Mostly because it could be the worst show on television.
Mostly because it's fucking phony.
I know. Every time we bring this up, there are a handful of you. Oh, I love that show. It's the best show. It's shit. I tried again. Look, I gave it another chance. I sat down, put it on. There was like 2 or 3 episodes on back to back. And I said, I'm going to try. I want to know. What I'm missing out on. And within 20 minutes, I was attempting to slice my wrists with a plastic spoon.
It's
terrible.
It's
I hate that show.
Phony. What is wrong with you people? You people who OG just mentioned as, you know, the people who are like, I'm such a fan of that show. Think about exactly what you're claiming to be a fan of. G4, and particularly Attack of the Show, is the most phony geek news program I have ever seen in my life. They're not geeks. They're not. There are beautiful people. I'm not saying there isn't some beautiful geeks. These are trendy, beautiful morons who don't know a thing. You know what? And this is what I always say. Having action figures on your desk does not make you a geek. Because you play a video game, it does not make you a geek. You know, because you have a t-shirt that has a robot on it, it does not make you a geek. It is an entirely different thing. And you figure on a show like Attack of the Show that they would put real people, real geeks, and there are a bazillion of them. Go to San Diego, because you know what? Other than the people who are there for G4, nobody looks like the people on G4 in the entire San Diego Comic-Con, except the people who work for G4. That's it. They're all concerned about their trendy clothes and their this and that. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I have an action figure. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm Olivia Munn, and I'm every geek's dream because I put on the Slave Leia costume. No, it's bullshit. I know a lot of girls who play video games. I know a lot of girls who have Slave Leia costumes, and many of them should not put them on. But the point is if you can't tell that you are watching fakery that is being specifically designed to bring you advertising for your demographic, you are a moron. A moron. We went to, OG will attest to this, we went to the G4 party 2 years ago in San Diego.
We've told this story many times. So for those who have heard it before, just close your ears.
We're going to reiterate. There had to be, let's use round numbers. Let's say 75 people at this party. Let's say 100 people at this party, right? 10 of them were actually geeks. The rest of them, the majority of the rest of them, weren't even at the con. I struck up a conversation with a group of pretty people who were there, and I opened the conversation by saying, so how are you guys enjoying the con? And they said, the con? We're not going to the con. Well, what are you doing here? We're here for the G4 party. But they're not at the con. You know why? Because it's just a trendy fakery thing. That's what it is. And Attack of the Show is the worst of the lot, because not only is it completely phony, but it's a shitty show on top of that.
Yeah, their format is shot. It's just boring.
Yeah, their format is shitty. It's all like, oh, everything's hysterical. No, it isn't. And you know, to some of the people that they are providing news and information to, some people take that shit very seriously. And and they're making fun of it on top of it. It's more than just a news program. It's a bashing cleverly disguised as a news program. Got it. Nothing makes me, I think very few things make me angrier than G4, and particularly Attack of the Show. And Olivia Munn is not the best looking girl on the planet. I'm sorry. I don't give a crap that she wears a Slave Leia costume. I don't give a crap that she plays video games and knows her geekery. You know, and I'm not trying to put anybody up on a pedestal here. In all seriousness, Felicia Day is actually a big giant geek for real, who happens to be really gorgeous and good looking, who happens to be kind of the real version of Olivia Munn. If Olivia Munn was a real person, she'd be Felicia Day. I'm trying to draw a parallel with somebody that maybe everybody knows, or at least many people in this show know. She actually plays video games. She actually plays online. She reads comics. She has toys and so on and so forth. And I don't mean just at her desk. And I don't mean she reads comics that she's about to report on 5 minutes before she reports on them, if she reports on them at all. And I don't mean she gets in a bathtub full of whipped cream on TV to show off that she has a body so that geeks will love her, so that more of them will watch the show in the hopes that she'll get in a bathtub full of Jell-O or whatever the heck the stunt is that they're putting her through. I'm so beside myself with anger right now.
Can we move on?
What, was there a reason you brought that up?
Yes.
What?
Mattel gave their first look of the San Diego Con exclusives to Attack of the Show.
Of course they did.
Last night, or the 2 nights ago, the 12th. And I just thought we should talk about what they are. Because we know a couple of them, right? We know Molar.
Right.
But in addition to that, there is an Orko figure and Prince Adam, also okay. Master of the Universe. So we knew there was going to be another Masters of the Universe figure. That's what it is.
Okay.
In addition to that, there is a Plastic Man and a Starro figure from the DC lines.
Okay.
Plastic Man comes with...
Now, which DC line? DC Universe Classics?
DC Universe Classics.
Okay.
Comes with working springs, elastic arms, and I, from what I saw, it looks like he can transform into, like, one of two shapes. Like, they give you, like a suitcase. Like, and you could pop the head and the arms off the body and put them on the piece of luggage, like a couple of things like that. And then there's a Starro figure also in the DC line.
Right.
And I think there was a Ray Stans Ghostbusters piece, maybe 12-inch maybe. There is a Avatar piece, I believe. It's a it's the suit. I don't want to call it an amp suit because that's not really what it is, but
amp suit is what it's called.
Oh, is it called the amp suit?
Yeah.
But it's got the busted it's got a busted
The busted glass.
Cockpit.
Oh yeah,
yeah, busted glass.
Nice. That one's actually cool.
And yeah, I think there was one or two other things. Orko looks pretty freaking cool. I'm excited about that.
Was there
anything?
I think
there is a variant on Orko too.
Of course there is.
And it's clear Orko.
Of course
it is. Not quite sure what that is.
Was there anything from the Justice League Unlimited line?
I don't believe so, but I could be wrong on that. And if I'm wrong, someone can correct me.
All right.
Someone that actually watched the show longer than I could bear to do.
So I'm no closer to going to San Diego based on that list. Although the busted amp suit, that's pretty nice. I might have to have somebody get me that.
Try to get you that?
Go. Yeah.
All right. One more thing in tonight's news, and then we can take our first break.
Okay.
In the June issue of a magazine we no longer really read, Toy Fair.
Uh-huh.
I guess June issue comes out, what, in a couple weeks, I guess?
Probably.
DC Direct is unveiling their Arkham Asylum figure line.
Really?
Yay!
Wow. Guess you were right.
I'm very excited about it. Well, we should say that when we were there at Toy Fair in February, and Mr. Brewer was giving us our tour.
Right.
Right? And we asked him about Arkham Asylum and the black and white figure statue that's coming
right
out. And I was kind of like, oh, what else can we expect? He kind of gave me one of those, oh.
Wait and see.
Yeah, well.
There's clearly something, but
so there's clearly
I'm
something on the horizon, but we
either
didn't know what it was. Apparently, it's a figure line. So, of course, the speculation is what it's going to be.
Batman, clearly.
From what I'm hearing.
Joker, clearly.
The rumors that I'm hearing for the first four figures are Batman, Joker, Harlequin, and either Bane or Croc.
Can't be Croc.
I don't know. Croc plays a pretty big role in the movie, and he's pretty badass looking in the game, too.
But he's humongous in the game,
sir. I know.
He'd have to be a box set
now,
Croc.
I want to just smack some people around a little bit because, you know, I like to spend my time on the interwebs looking up this stuff and researching it. People are bitching about the Harlequin figure. Worst character design ever. I can't believe they would do a figure of that. I'd rather have a classic Harley Quinn figure in this line.
Well, if
clearly a classic figure in this line doesn't make sense.
If she doesn't appear in the classic costume in the game, you wouldn't get a classic figure out
of
it.
And to say that it's really the worst design ever, I think it's really kind of a nice interpretation on Harley Quinn that works within the confines of the game. You know, she's kind of dressed as a nurse.
Huh? Context, sir.
Confines? Context. Same thing.
No.
She's kind of like in a nurse, like a modern kind of gothy nurse outfit.
Really?
But
I would say it would be a sexy nurse.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's kind of like a gothy kind of. But I think that works within the realm of the game.
Context.
I'm not using context. I'm resorting to realm.
I'm gonna keep correcting you until you.
No, whatever. Context. For those of you who are bitching, get over it. Don't buy the figure. The rest of us want that Harlequin.
Yeah, that's it. You'll teach DC Direct by not buying their product.
Yeah,
it's kind of silly.
So many other people are gonna buy it.
It's kind of silly for them to ask for something that's clearly not in the game.
Yeah, anybody that was like, "I'd rather have classic," that's just a stupid argument.
I'd rather have, you know, I'd rather have a classic Harley too. In fact, I think I have like 10 of them. So I mean, I have every one that's ever been made. So like, what's the point here? The point is that a classic Harley in the Arkham style, is that what they want? And what would be the point of that? The point was that this, like many DC direct lines is based on the art and design of whatever, the comic book, in this case, the video game, the artist style,
mention,
and so on and so forth.
But in the context of the game, which, I know I said it, would she really be locked up in her cell in her traditional Harley outfit? I don't know that that's the case.
I
mean, the Joker doesn't really appear in the game in his suit, at
doesn't
least
he?
At first. I think a lot of it, he's straight jacketed up.
I thought when they were bringing him in, he was in the suit.
I think when they first bring him in. But I think the other times, oh, no, he might be in his suit later.
I don't remember.
You know what? They might split it between all wrapped up and in his suit.
Right.
Needless to say, nonetheless. Get over it. It is what it is.
Okay.
You'll have to deal.
Okay.
I think that's it.
And with that, we'll take our first break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Episode 188, Serenity 2, The Avengers.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow, with all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Hello, this is Neil Gaiman, writer of lots of different things, really, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Episode 188, Serenity 2, The Avengers.
Uh-huh.
Just a quick correction before everybody and their mother crucifies me. Yes, he spends pretty much most of the game in his suit. For some reason, I thought he was in the straitjacket a bunch more. I apologize. I'm correcting myself. You don't need to do it.
And as we were coming back, I heard the Neil Gaiman rejoiner, and we're playing that, of course, to celebrate National Library Week, April 11th through the 17th, 2010. Honorary chair this year is Neil Gaiman, if you can believe that. And you can go to neilgaiman.com to check out what Neil's up to. And, of course, you could visit your local library, where they have tons of stuff there, books, CDs, DVDs, all sorts of things at your local library. And we should be supporting our local libraries, sir. This is a very tough time for such institutions. And if Neil Gaiman's going to lend his name to it, and we're a friend of Neil Gaiman, and Neil Gaiman is a friend of this program, then by golly, we're going to get behind National Library Week.
I have breaking news.
Uh-oh. Who's dead?
This is happening as we speak.
Who's dead?
Hallie Atwell has been cast in the role of Peggy Carter in the upcoming Captain America movie. Cap's girlfriend, love interest, I guess.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who is Hallie Atwell?
I don't know. This is breaking news. I haven't had a chance to research it. Let's see. She was in The New Prisoner that came out. She was in The Duchess. Shadow in the North, Cassandra's Dream, How About You?
So,
nothing. Not a lot.
She sounds British, though.
I believe that she likely is British.
Interesting.
So, there you go.
Geek Stuff, DVD News.
You know, there's not a ton.
No.
But there's a couple I thought we should mention.
I didn't get any.
Pirate Radio.
Yes.
This was Philip Seymour Hoffman's picture last year.
Yes, based on true events about, I guess, a boat off the waters of England broadcasting rock and roll when England banned it or something.
Something along those lines.
I heard it was a very funny flick. No, I haven't seen it either, but I want to check it out.
Also out on DVD this week, The Great Mouse Detective from Disney. Although, it looks like it's only regular and not Blu-ray.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought Disney was bound and determined to release everything on Blu-ray.
I thought so, too. So,
oh, boy.
So there's that.
Why on earth would they not release it in Blu-ray?
What is The Defender with Woody Harrelson? Looks like this came out in 2009.
Okay.
Like a superhero-y type movie?
No idea.
I don't know. The cover picture is Woody Harrelson dressed up in like a bowler hat and like a black jumpsuit with a duct tape D on the front. And he's got a bat.
Okay. I don't know.
No idea. But apparently that's out this week. And that's it.
Good.
A couple of re-releases, but nobody cares. That's the big thing.
No one cares.
All right. Moving on.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Getting into comics this week, they are a handful we wanted to bring up to you.
Did you have some?
I had one.
What did you have?
Green Arrow 32, continuing the Rise and Fall storyline out
this week. Cover.
It is a nice cover. It's very, very sexy.
I will add Tony Daniel and Willem March is efforts on Batman 698. Ever closer to 700. From Dynamite Entertainment, it's Buck Rogers, number 10, continuing that great revamp of that character, updating, whatever you want to call it. It's terrific art, really great stuff in there. I got the Phantom and Captain Action, number 1. This combines those great characters from years gone by in a tied-together story. Pretty book. Got nice art. I hope the story is good. I'm a big fan of the Phantom, as we all know. Matt Wagner and Aaron Campbell bring us Green Hornet Year One, number 2. This one has two covers, the first by John Cassaday and a 1-in-10 cover by Francesco Franciavilla, who is a favorite of this program.
Black coat, right?
Yes, black coat, right. Both covers are great. The book, of course, inside the story is really terrific. If we didn't mention that after issue one, you should definitely, if you like the Green Hornet, you should be reading the Year One stuff for sure. And there's enough Green Hornet yesterday, today, and tomorrow out there for you to read. Holy cow. Dynamite really just, they overdo it sometimes, I think, a little bit. And lastly, from DC, it's The Shield, number 8. Which, by and large, would not really... It's like I mentioned this previously, that I'm not so big a fan of The Shield. However, this is part 2 of the Fox backup story with our friend Michael Oeming as the artist.
Oh, and that story, like Mr. Oeming.
I know. And that story, I have to say, is ridiculous good.
Nice.
You also get a, what, 2, 4, 5 page preview in the back of the new Zatanna series coming soon. So, and that's written by Paul Dini, and it's monthly starting in May of 2010. Looks really interesting if you like the character Zatanna.
Very well.
All right, we're gonna stop before we go on to trades.
Okay,
we're gonna drop this right.
All
now.
Right,
the Secret Avengers.
Yes,
I'm so sick. We've known for 2 months who the Secret Avengers are, and out of fear, we have not mentioned who they are. We are now gonna break on this program who all of the Secret Avengers are, so that Marvel can do whatever it likes with the information or the fact that we know. The whole world knows. It's not a secret, Marvel. You suck at secrets. You're lucky I'm not giving away Siege today. Oh, maybe I will. You know what? Screw that. I'm going to give away Siege today, too. So, Secret Avengers, folks. This is a... Oh, there it is.
Attention. The following information is considered spoiler material.
That's right, the spoiler alert. There it is. Like, as if most people don't know this already, but for those of you that don't, Marvel's latest Avengers book is going to feature the following characters. Now, they've already released War Machine, I think, and Beast.
And then today...
And then today it was...
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie and Moon Knight.
Which
is ridiculous that Moon Knight would be in a team book, by the way. We've been teasing these out over the last couple of weeks. You know, we've mentioned random characters and said how great they'd be in a group book. We've been trying to give you the information. Moon Knight's a dumb character for a group book. There, I've said it. And finally, the last two are Steve Rogers. Now, we're not saying Captain America. We're saying Steve Rogers. We don't know what capacity it is. We only know that it's Steve Rogers. And Nova.
Right.
Those are the last two Secret Avengers. So there you go. Spread the word. We leaked it. We let it out there. If it hasn't leaked already, we brought it to you. Now, in addition to that, those of you who are fans of Siege, have you seen that issue where all the hands are holding the hero's head? The hero is Sentry. That's right. It's Sentry. The one that they're killing off at the end of Siege is Sentry. Guess who kills him? Thor. Guess how? He bats him into the sun. There you go. So there's the end of Siege, and there's all the Secret Avengers. I'm so sick. I'm so sick of, and thank you to whoever, Mr. Anonymous or whoever it was that gave us that information like 2 months ago, and we sat on it out of fear. No more fear. If we find out something, we're saying it. That's the end. I just don't care. What are they going to do? They're going to shut us down? They're going to shut down our podcast, are they? Good luck.
Oh, there it is.
They'll be right in free speech court. And now on to trades. Marvel has a trade I purchased this week.
Wow. Is it Big Kev versus the Secret Avengers?
No.
Or perhaps OG kills Sentry?
And you know what sucks about that is you really started to think that they were going to turn Sentry into Miracle Man, Marvel Man.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, because
well, but
they're going to introduce.
Maybe that's why they're killing them, because they're.
Well, maybe because they're a little too much alike.
Yeah,
you know. In any event, it's Daredevil Noir. It's the collected edition of Daredevil Noir. It's Alexander Irvine and Tom Cocker. Tom doing the art and. Alexander doing the writing, it would seem. These little noirs, they've shrunk them down a little bit, right? So they're a little smaller, makes them a little cheaper. This one's going to run you about $15. Features all four issues of the Fabulous series. And I really did like this one, so you should check that out, Daredevil Noir. And finally this week, I want to bring this to your attention, OG. It's the Good Girl Art Library,
okay,
which is a new series of books that's coming out. And this one features Dan DiCarlo's Jetta.
Okay.
In the early 50s, I think 52, 53, or 53, 54, a series of comic books came out called Jetta. And I think it was Jetta the... Teenage Sweetheart of the 21st Century.
So, all right. When
you get a look at Jetta, now, of course, you could get a look at her right now if you're listening to us on iTunes or on your iPad or your iPhone or your QuickTime or any of those sorts of devices. The images, some of the related images of the stuff that we talk about pop right up on those devices. What's that other one called? The iPod. That's it.
Right,
pop up right on there if it has picture capabilities, which is a feature we like on the show. Otherwise, you can go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com, look at the picture gallery for episode 188, and you'll find pictures of Jetta. Now, what may be striking to you all is how similar she looks to Judy Jetson, who came about a decade later. And, of course, it is widely speculated that Jetta is... very much the influence for Judy Jetson years down the road.
All right.
So the actual comics, of course, are very rare, but they've reprinted. I don't know if it's all of them that's been reprinted in here. I want to say that it is. Yes, on the back here it says, for the first time you'll find every Jetta story and printed in full color. So there you go. It also has 37 pinups by some great artists in here, not the least of which is one of my favorites, Dean Yeagle. And there's a whole slew of other ones to go along with him as well. So hardcover book. It's from Yo Books, YOEbooks.com. Yo is considered by many maybe the leading comics historian in the world. And he, Craigio, I should say, that is, Craigio edited and designed this book, laid it all out, has all of the stuff. It's nice. It's a little oversized from original comics, I think, or maybe not. Maybe that's the correct size, but it's full of great, colorful stuff. It's a lot of that 50s sci-fi feel to it, a lot of bubble helmets and,
right,
you know, and teenagers talking in the spacey futuristic lingo. Dan DiCarlo, the artist, you might know him from such popular books as Betty and Veronica, which he made famous in all the Archie characters as well. So if it looks a little familiar in that sense, well, that's why, because
it is a little Archie-ish.
It is. It feels a little bit like Archie in space a little bit. But I think it has a lot more going on than that. It's a lot of great, funny sci-fi, more clean and wholesome sort of humor. In fact, the original Jetta comics featured a banner at the bottom of them, usually the first page, that said, look for this banner when you buy a comic magazine. It's your guarantee for wholesome reading. Standard comics. So terrific stuff. Great little peek into your sci-fi past. Also got some terrific art, some terrific pinups. I think overall it's a great read and it's a good keeper. Gonna run you $22, which is terrific. Comes from our friends at idwpublishing.com. Or IDW, you can check them out at IDWpublishing.com. So there it is, Jetta. Dan DiCarlo's Jetta, even.
All right.
Yeah, introduction by Craigio. Pinups. Wow, it's a
complete package.
It certainly is.
Geek Stuff, product reviews.
Let's start off by saying that this is a company that we haven't discussed before, but this is going to be first. Well, loosely.
We discussed them because we met them at Toy Fair, right?
But this is probably going to be a company you hear more about on this show going forward.
Oh, I think so, especially if this is kind of the first wave or the first thing, at least, that we've got from them. This is from Triad Toys, and it's Helga. Now, we need to say what it is. It's a 12-inch articulated figure from their Turnion Wars, T-E-R-N-I-O-N Wars.com. And, OG, see if they have some of that Turnion Wars information up on their website there. It's Helga Nalsson. I can't speak whatever this language is. N-J-A-L-S-S-O-N, collectible figure. She's fully articulated. She sports Triad's new alpha female body with large chest plate, which I think is hysterically funny because she does have large bosoms. And even though it's a futuristic thing held in the 21st century, this Helga is actually... She looks more like a
Viking.
Yeah, like a Viking, like a Norse goddess type of thing.
You ready? I'm going to read you some flavor text.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
Following the Petra Wars of the early 21st century, the world cried for peace. The need for alternative fuel ignited a global competition, and China soon wins the race by creating the first form of hydro-based fuel. By the year 2089, it became the dominant world power. The world began to see China's influence on all matters from philosophies, mannerisms, socialisms, and practically all aspects of daily life are transformed by its newfound economic powers. From the maelstrom arises a new religious power hailed as the new messiah. A Tibetan monk named Sun Tzu brings forth a new religion known as Sunnism. With its no religion is religion approach, Sun's teaching soon spread to every corner of the world. Sunnism has become the one true uniform religion for all mankind. And then it goes on a little bit further. Aside from his many teachings, Sun's most well-known legacy is his Turnian prophecy, which he warns of an impending apocalypse. Sun's predictions have never been challenged. It was only a matter of time before they occurred. The first chapter of the Turnian prophecy unfolds as China, Japan, and the entire Southeast Asian continue tonight as Chinasia, one of the biggest empires the world has ever known.
Chinasia.
And this is one of three products
currently
available in the Turnian Wars line.
Oh, okay.
Unique original content from the folks over at Triad Toys.
Well, as we said, Helger features their new alpha female body, which is a great... It is a nicely articulated body. She also has a Viking sword and scabbard, Viking helm, shield. She has detailed skirt and top. They look like faux leather. She has long blonde rooted hair, which is...
helmet is removable, by the by. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's off.
She has rooted hair. The boots have some fuzzy accoutrement. Fully functional leather boots, I should say, with fur trim. Magnetic feet to work with the bullet time stand. Is that a product that they make? A bullet time stand? It seems to be something where you're able to pose, because the feet are metal, that it would stick to that base and you can kind of pose them any sort of way, which actually sounds like a really, really great invention. It's got a plastic clam-like package, meaning the whole thing you just kind of split from top to bottom, but you're not really about packaging here. You're about getting this thing out and displaying it. She comes with some alternate hands. Great features overall. I really like the body type here. And I'm looking to see what they're going to do going down the line here with some of their other licenses. Now, the reason... that Triad caught our attention, the reason we were so excited to receive the Helga 12-inch figure, is because of some of the other licenses that Triad has, and the most notable of which we'll mention again right now is House.
There's a couple other ones that I want to mention, but I want to go back to that stand real quick.
Okay.
They do sell the stands individually,
right,
along with a series of other generic displays and bases.
Oh, yeah?
They're all made out of metal, which work with the magnetic feet.
Right.
So you don't have a post. You don't have a post that kind of is mucking up things.
Right.
So you have that.
A little more freedom of posing that way.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
And did you say you wanted to go back to some of the other licenses?
Yeah.
I want to discuss the two House pieces that we saw at Toy Fair.
Aside from House, which is badass, just some other things like some people might be interested in.
Okay.
Ghost. Zorro, Ghost. Remember the old book, Ghost?
Yeah, the
female character with the white hood.
That was a Dark Horse.
Awesome.
Dark Horse book.
Zorro, right. Barbed Wire, Tekken 6.
So Zorro as in Zorro with the sword.
Right.
And Barbed Wire is another Dark Horse book.
Right.
That became a movie, which most people didn't like, but I did.
Lone Wolf and Cub.
Oh,
those pieces
right.
are amazing.
Yeah, we saw those pieces. They were really cool.
Wanted, Dead or Alive, Soul Calibur 4, Tekken 6. So that's some video,
video game licenses.
Samurai Champloo, which is an anime license.
Uh-huh.
And then John Carter of Mars and a Princess of Mars. Now, I know John Carter of Mars is currently in development for
as
film,
a movie. Right. So
and
that's...
I don't know what a Princess of Mars is. I don't know if that's part of that.
Maybe that's a creator-owned line.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but
interesting.
But they have some decent licensed product.
Well, we have to say that if Helga from Turnian Wars is any indication about what we're going to be seeing from Triad in the future, we are going to look very forward to some Triad products coming our way here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the licensed stuff is all great, but the original, you know, it's always refreshing to see some nice creator-owned original content.
Yeah, original stuff is really cool.
Especially in a world of reboots and reimaginations and redos of things that we've seen over and over again. It's nice to see something slightly original and different. So kudos to Triad for that, and, you know, thanks to them for sending us Helga to check out here on the show.
Yeah, and we look forward to future pieces as well. What are they? Did I have any dates for any of that licensed stuff yet?
Well, I know House is the one that you're most interested in, and
I got to be honest with you. The barbed wire piece we saw at Toy Fair, I thought was really
great.
Yeah,
the ghost piece.
I like the ghost piece. The Zorro. I'm looking forward to see what they do with Zorro. So, I mean, it's not just the House. I think the House one is what caught us sort of by surprise, maybe a little bit. Do they have any?
If you go to the ghost piece, for example,
right?
It says out of stock, pre-order only. And it says second quarter of 2010, which we're right in the middle of now, so no, that's got to be coming soon.
Are we in the second quarter?
The second, oh, yeah, the first quarter is January, well, February, just, March.
Right.
We are in April. This is the second quarter.
Quarter would be 4
April,
months. January, February, March,
no.
April.
No.
And then it
quarter
would be...
Quarter is 3 months, sir.
Oh, you're right.
There
you're
are
right.
four quarters in a year.
You're right.
There are 12 months.
Stupid math.
Do the math. So we are in the second quarter now. If you go to the house line, they don't have any information up on other than the fact that they have the license.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it's not second quarter. Maybe it's third or fourth.
Okay.
So
we'll wait anxiously to see about that. Where can they check out the Triad stuff?
If you go to triadtoys.com, that's T-R-I-A-D, toys.com, you could check out their site, see all the licenses and products they have up there. In addition to... you know, some other stuff. I think they got a message board. I think they have got like Stake Connected, and you can find out where they're going to be,
jazz.
What cons they're going to be at, et
right.
cetera. I'm sure probably, I'm guessing in some capacity they're going to be at San Diego this year.
One
so.
Would assume. Maybe we shouldn't assume. But that said, there it is. It's Helga from Turn Neon Wars from Triad Toys, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up. Yes, you heard me correctly. The wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 188, Serenity 2, The Avengers.
Hey, Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group. They do that show. There's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are... in Montclair, the first and third Saturdays of the month, and in Bergenfield, New Jersey, on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Ooh-la-lolly.
Yes, all shows are Saturday night at midnight, uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
Love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7, and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there, I think, and some rice, maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. The king of cult films live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
I died so many years ago, but you can make me feel like it isn't so.
Hello, this is James Masters.
And you're what? Shocked and disappointed? I'm evil.
From Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Help me out here, Spark. I don't speak, loser.
The coolest stuff around.
And you can't tell the ones you love. You know they couldn't.
What the fuck is happening?
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 188, Serenity 2, The Avenger.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Naturally, based on the title of the show, we talked about the all but confirmed, yet we still think there are rumors that Joss Whedon is the person being pegged by Marvel to do the upcoming Avengers film franchise.
Yes, and it has nothing to do with Serenity or
that TV show that Serenity was based on. As a contest, we were throwing out to the fans, because you know we have these each and every week now, contests here at Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Uh-huh.
Pick your favorite Weedy and cast him or her in the Avengers movie.
I'm going to
see
more than
Avengers
one.
Movie. Yeah, cast the Avengers movie.
And don't worry about...
using the Wheaties.
Don't worry about Robert Downey Jr. or Edward Norton or
we're allowing
Chris
you to
Evans.
Completely recast.
That's right. You do it the way you like it. That's what we want to hear. And speaking of contests, sir, didn't announce the any winners
I was
from...
I going to go through the news and do it when we got...
Oh, I see.
That was my opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
We talked about Green Jordan suit. Green Lantern, Hal Jordan's suit being completely CGI in the upcoming film. There are pros and cons to this, we know, but there it is. In Spider-Man related Marvel news, Josh Hutcherson is currently the rumor mill candidate of the week to play Spider-Man in the reboot of that film franchise, and Disney XD Ultimate Spider-Man animated series coming to you sometime later this year. Danger Girl coming to a big screen at some point in the near future. And DC Direct bringing us Arkham Asylum action figures as well.
In the second segment tonight, we mentioned a couple of DVDs that you might want to check out.
And Pirate Radio and The Great Mouse Detective.
Were. Go on.
Pirate Radio and The Great Mouse Detective.
Wasn't there another one that you...
Apollo 13th, the 15th anniversary.
No, that was not.
Dallas, the 13th season.
Okay.
Emergency, season 6.
In comics. God's sake, man. We talked about The Shield, number 8. Green Hornet, year 1, number 2. Phantom and Captain Action, number 1. Buck Rogers, number 10. Batman, 698. A couple of trades included Daredevil Noir from Marvel. And Dan DiCarlo's Jetta, a great hardcover collection of a very old, very interesting character.
And in a moment of us no longer having fears, for all of you spoilerific Marvel people, Thor kills Sentry.
And the Secret Avengers are, for the last time, Moon Knight, Beast,
War Machine.
Valkyrie,
Steve Rogers, and Nova.
There it is.
There you go. Spoilery all, yep. Spoiler reveal.
There it is. And Thor kills Siege. Did we say that one?
Yes.
Knocks him into the sun. There you go.
Also in segment 2 tonight, we talked about Triad Toys and their upcoming exciting line. We talked tonight specifically about Helga, which is an original creator-owned piece. Again, kudos to Triad for doing some original content. It's refreshing to see that. And triadtoys.com if you want to check out some more of their product. I'm guessing you'll hear more about them on this show.
I'm guessing, yes.
Going forward.
Uh-huh.
In contests last week, the Eureka contest, we had a surprising turnout of entries.
Really? If it was more than two,
I want to say that while I love the fans, Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Uh-huh.
Clearly, they're incapable of listening, which is odd because we are an audio show. The rules to this contest were that you had to submit your entries on the message board or as a comment in the post.
Correct.
There were 3 shining examples of goodness that did that.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of you submitted it via Twitter, via email. No, that's not the point.
Do we get some hotline
dopes
too?
Not the point. No hotline, sadly. But that's okay.
Okay.
All right. Chris, who posted on the website, his entry was simply, Eureka sucks. So there it is, Chris.
Way to make that argument, Chris.
Thanks. However, on the message boards, a new member to the message boards, first post ever, and followed up his post, by the way, with a donation to the Begathon, which we are not plugging tonight, but thank you for that. Country Boy, thank you for that. And his entry was, he gave us a character, Henry Deacon, which I couldn't agree more.
Uh-huh.
And he also gave us an episode.
Okay.
So kudos to him.
Nice.
And
Country
then,
Boy, was that his name?
Country Boy.
Nice job, Country Boy.
And then also...
And the donate button still available at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
So Skull Bunny over at the message boards provides us with an answer. He admits that it's kind of generic.
Right.
But he backs it up. He goes with Sheriff Carter as his character.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't really name a specific episode, but that's okay. We said you can do one or both. He also goes with a second follow-up favorite character, Dr. Allison Blake, both good entrants into the contest. I'm going with Country Boy.
Because Country Boy followed the rules?
No, not because he followed the rules, because Skull Bunny followed the rules also.
Okay.
But I appreciated the fact that he was able to name a character and then a very specific episode in which that character excelled.
Uh-huh.
So congratulations to Country Boy. You win a fabulous prize. you can send your information to geekstuffog@gmail.com and we'll get that out to you.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And thank you to all the Eureka fans out there who contributed. But please, in the future, we have these rules and parameters set up for these contests.
That's why
we would appreciate
if
you adhered to them. Because when you don't adhere to them, you knock yourself out of the running.
That's it. Right out of the running.
Smackety in the face.
That's really funny.
So don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes. We have t-shirts still for sale, live from Studio V's, available on the website. Of course, obviously, we're talking about the message boards. Don't forget, you should check out the message boards, courtesy of our friends over at Toybreak and OctoberToys.com. Great show, great website, awesome message board, good community of people. Also, we may have an announcement in the near future regarding the famous episode 200. We may actually have something special.
An announcement.
And this one, out of all of the ones we've promised in the past,
This
one might actually happen. You know why? This is why this one might actually happen.
Okay.
I believe...
Because we will have done this 200 times.
No, I believe that unlike some of the other promises we've made in the past, this announcement or this special event is completely in our control.
That's true.
We are not dependent on anybody else. We are not dependent on someone else's studio.
Uh-huh.
We are not dependent on someone else's equipment.
Right.
This is us.
That's it.
We potentially could make this happen based solely on our own resources. So really what I'm saying is if it doesn't happen, you can blame us.
Seems fair.
There it is. Thank you, folks. And I think that's it. Do you have any final words, Big Kev?
I would just like to say... Good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
When the stars shine bright through the engine's trail and the dust of another world drops behind. When my ship is free of the open sky, it's a damn good day to my way of mind. There's a barren planet you never can leave. There's a rocky valley where we lost a war. There's a cross once hung round a soldier's neck. There's a man's faith died on Serenity's floor. But I stood my ground and I'll fly once more. It's the last oath that I ever swore. So take my love, take my land, take me. Cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out into the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. You can't take the sky from me. When you see a man and he's standing alone, well, you might just take him for an easy mark. And there's many a man has tried his hand, and there's worse than wolves in the borderland dark. From the savage men to the government hounds, try to take what's yours and tear you through. Ah, but them that run with me's got my back. It's a fool don't know that his family's his crew. Don't you tell me what I cannot do. Don't you think I've got to run from you. So take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out into the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. You can't take the sky from me. When you've walked my road and you've seen what I've seen, well, you won't go talking about righteous men. You'll know damn well why I want to keep to my sky and never cry neath nobody's heel again. I've seen torment rigged across innocent souls, seen sane men mad and good men die. I've been hounded, hated, married, and tricked. I've been tortured, cheated, shot, and died. You won't see no tears when I say goodbye. I still got my family and my firefly. So take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out into the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. You can't take the sky from me.